Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, as we mentioned, the great Jim Harbaugh, who I really can't get enough of. He's just got that, I don't know, I just...
Christopher Walken, you can watch him cook chicken.
Cocked, ready to rock.
I think he's really smart, and I actually think he's low-key funny. And I do think a lot of times he just likes to do bits, particularly with the media. And I'm here for it. The way he handled all the crap coming at him at Michigan was funny to me. And I kind of respect him for being the first guy, first real prominent coach to come out and just totally flip the bird to these stupid-ass NCAA.
Yeah, he thumbed his nose at him.
So he's, you know, I don't know if I'd want to hang with him. But
I think he's a lot.
He is a lot, but I he makes me chuckle. And this is no different. This was on the Chargers Twitter account. Jim Harbaugh drove his RV to Huntington Beach and parked it, and he has been coaching. He that's where he goes at night and sleeps in his RV. And it's not that nice. Like, it's just...
No,
it's a little dated.
You're right. That Roman's RV is nice.
Roman's is pimp. Greg Roman, his offensive coordinator.
Yes. Harbaugh's is more just date. I'm guessing that for its time, this was...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say it was top of the line, but it was a solid RV.
Somebody said it's 142,000 new.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see
that. At the time, yes.
But it just does... It doesn't...
Yeah, it doesn't...
I mean, it's not going to blow you away.
It doesn't hold up.
So here... So the Chargers put out an 8-minute thing, and I watched the whole thing, and I can tell you that you don't need to watch it.
No.
It's just... Harbaugh and Roman sitting there quipping at each other.
Yeah.
But here is a little snippet of it, the little teaser they put out. It's about a minute and a half on how it all came about.
Yeah, I am. We all are. Yeah, and I'm coaching for him.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We're in Huntington Beach at the waterfront RV park. This is my Quantum Thor motor coach. Kind of inspired by growing up watching the Rockford Files. Got my DVDs. I've been watching that. Nothing will make you feel more like a dad than when you figure out how to dispose of the waste. Felt like a real dad. Now, G-Ro, I said this is a Class C here. Greg Roman.
How's it going, everybody?
You want to see G-Ro's?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, come check this. Check this rig out. It's like what the rock bands go around in right here.
I mean, for one person, this beats any hotel room in America. You know what I mean?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Living the RV life, G-Ro.
Yes, sir.
I asked my brother-in-law, John Fearborn, to drive this coach out, which he did. I'll tell you, some of the nights it was raining, is there a better night's sleep that you could get?
No.
In an RV when it's raining?
The rain's hitting the top of it? No way. No.
Put you right to sleep. I can speak. This has been a help to winning, to working, and
no question. Winning in football, is there anything like it?
It's cured more ills than penicillin.
There you go.
That is a known scientific fact.
You and I have won some games in California, so it'd be good to keep that tradition going, huh?
So that's just a little teaser. So he loved James Garner. in Rockford Files.
The Rockford
He
Files.
Loved it. And he goes in, I saw the whole, you know, I watched the long version, yeah. and he goes into, like, he just was inspired by James Garner, yeah. the character.
Well, the Rockford Files, like, I think it was Jim Rockford was the...
Jim Rockford,
yeah. Like, my parents used to watch that. Like, that was a man's man. Yeah. I can see Harbaugh
yeah.
loving.
He loved that.
And
guy.
I love that he has the entire series on DVD.
Yeah, along with Joe Dirt.
What?
Yeah. In the longer
Joe
version, he says,
Dirt?
Here's a Joe Dirt. Got to watch that. Wow. So what do you think his top three shows are? Because he mentions them.
And you said two are modern.
Yeah. And then one is Rockford Files. I mean, that's his favorite show,
his
dude.
Favorite
he
show.
Loves Rockford Files.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought he'd be like a Hill Street blues man in the heat of the night, Rockford Files, Starsky and Hutch. But you're saying the other ones are fairly new.
Yeah. I have two guesses.
They're not fairly new. They are new.
They are new.
I mean, they're modern.
I'll say, I think Jim likes a power dynamic. I'll say Succession.
Oh, no.
That's interesting.
No, that's wrong.
Okay, how about just Yellowstone?
That's wrong.
Yeah. That seems like hard.
That's good.
I was thinking Yellowstone was right up his alley.
I believe that these shows show that he has a sense of humor.
He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a hint.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. They're both funny.
Both funny shows.
Well, I mean,
is he watching like the Big Bang Theory or something?
No, one of them is Ted Lasso.
Okay, okay.
He loves Ted Lasso.
Okay,
and the other one he mentioned is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Get right the hell out of town.
Great.
Jim Harbaugh
okay.
loves Larry David.
Loves him some Curb.
A guest spot with him on Curb would have been great.
Oh my god,
that
yes.
would have been fantastic. Harbaugh playing Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Larry going to,
all the khaki?
Because Larry's a big football guy. Like, Larry David loves...
Jets fan, right?
Yeah, he's a big Jets guy. He thinks he could be the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Dude, I so wish that those two could have connected.
That show is...
Well, it's over now.
It's over, but it's mostly ad-libbed, you know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, there was the podcast with Jeff Garland and the woman who plays his wife on the show.
Susie Essman.
Yeah, Susie. They sit down, and I can't handle a lot of Jeff Garland.
I can't handle a lot of Susie.
Yeah, see, she's way better in the podcast, and he's way more over the top. Like,
interesting.
Her character, she went over the top yeah. on the show, but she's pretty chill in the podcast. Anyway, they're talking about that show and kind of the behind the scenes of it and Larry and everything, and it would be fascinating to get Jim Harbaugh in there because they were talking about how basically Larry gives you a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
And you read the synopsis, and then you just go in and do the scene. And you just play off each other, and
yeah.
you just make stuff up.
Yeah.
Garland even said, is that his name, Garland?
Yeah,
Jeff Garland.
I think so. Jeff Garland.
He even said he doesn't even like to read the synopsis. He just goes in. And that's, I mean, that's fascinating that those guys can do that and do it so well. But watching Harbaugh try to do that, because Bruce Springsteen was on the last episode.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you they didn't give him lines.
No. It was just like, Bruce, react to this.
Yeah, and he was great at it.
Well, and I miss I forget the guy that played Super Dave Osborne. He was Funkhauser. I forget. I forget what his actual name is. He unfortunately passed away now.
Yeah.
But there are so many times where
Bob Einstein.
Yeah.
He would interact with non-regulars on the show, and you could see Larry hated that he would go so far the other way, and so Larry David was always annoyed on the show, but in real life, that he would just go off and tell these random jokes. There's a great scene where he tells Jerry Seinfeld, the real Jerry Seinfeld, this horrid, horrid joke, and Larry David, I saw an interview where he goes, I could not understand where the hell he was going with it. It made no sense in the context of the show. We didn't know what he was doing. It went on for like a minute and a half, and he's like, when it got done, it was so good, we couldn't cut it out.
Yeah.
And that's just the way that show operates.
That formula makes sense to me now, because in the final season, I feel like I've seen scenes where Larry David is laughing
He's
hearing a joke for the first time. Yeah. There's one in the last episode where he's sitting in a car with Leon and he is cracking up at the ridiculousness Leon is throwing at him. And you start to notice that he's like almost
breaking character.
Yeah,
he's really laughing. Yeah, Jeff Garland said that there are a lot of times in the show where you can go back and look and they will cut away from Larry
because they
can't
keep it together.
He's about to
laugh. SNL type deal.
Yeah, and he said if you watch really close, you can tell when Larry breaks down and starts laughing. That show is fantastic. Yeah. And Jim Harbaugh is a fan.
Yeah, that's great.
Can you imagine running into Jim Harbaugh at a truck stop or something in his RV?
Imagine running. Oh, and by the way, to to the listener's point, and I kind of forgot about this, but Jim Rockford in the Rockford Files lived in a mobile home.
Well, that's why he said he bought the RV.
Bought the RV.
Yeah. So he's out there at Huntington Beach, although they're saying now that his family has moved to town, and so they're moving into their house.
Do you think Harbaugh's bitter? You think at times that, like, when his wife, like, during the season, he doesn't want to deal with her, he just goes back to the RV?
It would be so on brand if he just kept the RV spot and kind of lived there halftime.
And somebody else texted in real quick. They said, watch that RV video and tell me that Jim Harbaugh didn't sit in his driveway with the till and the calculator running that garage sale. He totally ran his own garage sale. I absolutely believe that.
You're not wrong. He's a guy that's just wired different. $16 million a year, and he's driving an old, not super nice RV. You wonder in his mind, he's like, I don't need anything else. He's like, Jim Rockford didn't have one this nice.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I wonder what kind of car Harbaugh drive. God, I can't say his name. Jim Harbaugh.
His car is right next to the RV.
What's he rolling?
It's one of those...
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Rivian.
About.
Rivian.
Yeah. He has a Rivian.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what
he's
it is.
He's a soy boy electric guy?
If you watch the video. His car is right next to the RV.
I don't know what to make of
this. And you know it's his car because he loads it up with a bunch of stuff. I think it's a Rivian.
Interesting.
And I rode in one of those when we were in Georgia. It is freaking nice.
Is it?
It's got some chutzpah.
Well, the electric cars, when I was leasing the electric Mustang, it's like Teslas or anything else. It weighs so little and there's no, like, you just touch the gas and it goes. Dude, they're crazy. They're like driving little go-karts.
All right. Greg Doyle creepy tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want those? Or did you guys already cover that?
Well,
we didn't, not the tweets. We only did the initial sound bite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have Greg Doyle creepy tweets.
Can I give you the hard hands?
Popping it.
I like that you're here.
God, that just
creepy.
And that's not even the worst one. If you do it to me, then we'll get along fine.
And what Paul Skeens is doing. Next hour, 4:06 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.